This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
World's unhappiest workers, cross-type vaccines, and COVID-19 detecting dogs are the subjects that we're talking about today on Enterprise Biz Bytes with Arvin and Christine. We will be moving to our final story in just a bit. You have about 8-ish minutes to get in touch if you want to weigh in. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's end on like a slightly happier, more adorable note. Dogs that are sniffing out COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. So this a story we picked up from The Guardian. Mm-hmm. Faster than PCR and more accurate than lateral flow tests, the latest weapons against COVID-19 have four legs and a wet nose. A study found that people who are infected with coronavirus give off a distinct odor, which these highly trained dogs can detect with pinpoint precision. In fact, while humans have about 5 meters of olfactory receptors, aka the things in your nose that make you smell things, mm-hmm. dogs have up to 300 meters of olfactory receptors. This is also not the first time dogs have sniffed out diseases. The UK charity Medical Detection Dogs was formed in 2008 and trains companion dogs that can detect odor changes in people with type 1 diabetes and other severe disorders, emit it shortly before their health deteriorates, which alerts them to take action. It also researches dogs' abilities to detect cancers and other diseases, including Parkinson's. When the pandemic hit, it had just completed a study with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, demonstrating that dogs can also detect malaria. Now, in the COVID-specific study, it was found that dogs could detect COVID-19 on clothing worn by infected people with up to 94.3% sensitivity, meaning they would correctly identify 94 out of every 100 infected people. This compares with a sensitivity of 58 to 77% for lateral flow tests and 97.2% for PCR tests.
This is just like incredible stuff. However, it also notes that dogs beat PCR tests on speed, making a diagnosis in under a second. This includes people who are asymptomatic and also people with a very low viral load. This is according to Professor James Logan of LSHTM, who co-led the study. It takes 8 to 10 weeks to train a COVID-19 detection dog. They are rewarded with an edible treat or ball for correctly indicating a positive sample or correctly ignoring a negative one. For the COVID-19 study, the dogs were trained using T-shirts, socks and masks donated by members of the public and NHS staff, some of whom had tested positive for COVID. Now, they also say that as accurate as they are, dogs will never replace PCR tests. While they might be useful at airports where they could rapidly screen disembarking passengers, those identified would require a confirmatory PCR test and to quarantine while awaiting the results. But this would inconvenience far fewer people than requiring everyone to quarantine and undergo PCR tests. The biggest challenge is scaling up, they say, because training takes time and requires clothing worn by infected and uninfected individuals so that the dogs can differentiate like which is which. Work is underway to identify which odor molecules the dogs are detecting, and this could actually enable a pseudo odor to be manufactured, increasing the number of dogs that could be trained.
Yeah, absolutely. So will you perhaps see COVID sniffer dogs at airports in the near future? Honestly, given that similar projects are in fact underway in countries including Finland, France, and Lebanon, it seems entirely possible.
Possible.
Yes.
Yeah. This is an
we adult. Could not yeah. cover the story without doing one pun. Okay? One.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One pun.
I was just gonna say we don't deserve dogs.
Absolutely not.
That's one.
Yes.
but also it's I don't know, this whole thing, it sounds like it's amazing to me how we've come to this point. Like, yes, the story's backbone is sad because we're still in the middle of a pandemic, mm-hmm. and we wouldn't need this if we were not in the middle of a pandemic, and we wouldn't need COVID-19 sniffing dogs. But the fact that, you know, they were able to, at this research facility, they were able to train the animals, they were able to detect like certain molecules, mm-hmm. and find out that people who are infected give out like a certain, not an odor, because you'd call it an odor if you could smell it.
But it's an odor to dogs.
To dogs, yes. Yeah. And they're able to identify it. It's an overall sort of like, it's a positive, amazing story. It's a positive, amazing story.
Yes.
And also the fact that maybe not everyone would have to quarantine, you know, since the dogs have such a high accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know about you, but I would much rather be sniffed by a dog than have a swab stuck up my nose. you know what? I'll take it. I'll absolutely mm-hmm. take the COVID sniffer dogs.
Yep. Why not?
When we are hopefully one day able to travel again.
Yep. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
So that is it for our topics for today. We discussed discussed the world's unhappiest workers, cross-type vaccines or heterologous vaccines. And we finally finished with COVID-19 detecting dogs. Thank you so much for all your messages. We will be having the Breakfast Grill replay in just a bit. It was Mohammad Salim Kailani, from the CEO of UDA Holdings. UDA Holdings was set up as a government agency in the 1970s, tasked with spearheading national urban development before being incorporated in 1996. As it celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, we sit down, the Breakfast Grill sat down with the current CEO, Mohammad Salim Kailani, to discuss how successful UDA Holdings has been in delivering on its original mandate, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the property sector, as well as trends in urban development post-pandemic. So that's coming up in about 10-ish minutes. This has been Enterprise Biz Bites. We will be back the week after next, but Frida
we won't be back, yes.
Yeah, and Frida and Audrey will be joining you next week to take you on the show. Thank you so much again for all your messages. This is Cruel by St. Vincent on Enterprise Biz Bites. On behalf of Christine and Arvin, have a good weekend. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.